Yes, ma'am.
I just have one request. If developers were to apply for any permits to proceed with this project prior to when Rockport or the three-town work group gets ordinances in place, can we, as the citizens of Rockport and the neighbors of Ragged Mountain, have your assurance that you will publicize that, that you will let the citizens know?
Yes, all applications for permits are public knowledge.
Publicized or are they public knowledge?
Publicized.
The reality is.
There's a difference in that question.
If someone were to bring in and say, I want to build this, and had a completely done plan, and brought it into the planning office tomorrow, and said, I want to do this, I've got $5 billion, I want to build this, into Camden's planning office or our planning office, they would say, I'm sorry, we don't have anything, we don't have an ordinance that covers this. We can't say yes, we can't say no. This doesn't exist. We can't do that. It'd be the same thing if somebody wanted to put a nuclear power plant in our backyard. We don't have an ordinance that covers it. So the planning board can't say yes. They can't say no, they just can't say yes, because we don't have anything that covers it.
But all it expires.
Right, it just, it can't happen.
That wouldn't stop you from receiving the notification.
That wouldn't stop us from receiving it, but it means that we can't approve it until we have an ordinance in place that gives us some, gives the planning board some sort of guideline that tells them whether or not they can approve it.
My question is, can you let us know if the application has been received?
Actually, I mean, legally, we're not under any obligation to publicize something that comes to us that we can't do anything with. I mean, that would, like I said, if somebody came in and brought us a power plant of some sort, we don't have anything that covers it. So I don't know if that's, we're really in a situation to say when somebody brings us something that we can't do anything with, to try to publicize that. I mean, I would presume that people might stay tuned to the network, call the town office, find out about this sort of thing, but there's a long, long, long road. If this even starts to come to fruition, it's a long, long road. And like I said, even if somebody had completed plans, which they've already explained to us is way ahead of where anybody is, and that's why they want this working group, no one can approve this because we don't have anything.
And I'm not sure we would get the building permit because it's Camden's land.
Right, but I'm saying if someone brought it to us about something else, we don't have anything that covers that. So the planning board can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Now you can change the ordinances in Camden or in Rockport that says that you can't have X, Y, or Z. I mean, currently we do have on our current ordinances about the, what are they? Not personal, I'm trying to remember the exact word for the
small
wind energy situations for the individual short ones that have been here in the residential areas, and what the high school was talking about doing. So if somebody brought us a plan for that in Rockport, it would go to the planning board, they would have ordinances that are written. But for something of this scale, Rockport doesn't have anything right now, Camden currently has nothing. It's a non-starter right today.
But you may want to keep your eye on the planning board because they will be going after writing an ordinance for Rockport for commercial wind energy.
What I want to reiterate, though, is unless it's on Rockport land, we would not see a building permit.
Did I miss something? But we haven't been told where it would be.
No.
But
exactly. So theoretically, it could be on Rockport's land.
I just want to be clear that unless it's on Rockport land, we won't get a building permit.
Right. We will do the normal process that we do. There's plenty of public notice when something comes to us, as far as meetings and all of the ORC that she brought up, or the planning board meetings or whatever, they're all publicized.
We're certainly not going to hide it.
And given the amount of interest, I'm sure the press isn't going to ignore it either if it shows up on a planning board agenda.
I don't think anybody's hiding.
We could hide one of those.
Looking at the map, to reiterate what Mr. Peabody said, looking at the map here, the top of Ragged Mountain, there is a small part that is in Rockport, but it is under the Bald and Ragged Mountains conservation focal area control right now, which means we'd have to have a change of zoning for it, which would be a very public process because that goes to a vote of the public.
Isn't all the land in question in some sort of conservation district or in the main?
Most of it, but not all of it.
Not all, but also access issues are...
But again, yeah.
We're so far ahead of ourselves.
It just seems to me that there's so many deal breakers to just begin to consider a project like this, and we're talking about it in quite a bit of detail already, and that we may be just wasting our time if we can't take things step by step to in theory, make a project of this magnitude even begin to happen. I find it interesting if all these land issues are at the forefront, you know, definitely at the forefront of a project like this happening. Mm-hmm. We haven't even gotten there yet.
Right. And you hit one of the issues right on the nub. Yes, there's a lot of things. But some of that, though, you know, to pull it a little bit further, you know, really may need this committee to say, you know, you're right. You know, instead of everybody sort of sitting around and saying, well, you know, I think it is.
Right, right.
You know, we have that committee and say, it is. We can't do it because... But again, you know, until some formal process is in place, we don't have a way of actually saying that, one way or the other.
Right.
So, to keep an open mind on that. So, okay.
Can we take a vote yet?
Yes.
We're done.
We took the vote and moved it ahead.
We just did what?
Oh, well, we had one person that wanted to say
just
something.
A very brief question, and that was, if I wanted to bring information, whose attention should I bring it to if I have suggestions for the ordinance, the proposed?
Tom Ford. Yes, he is our planning guru in town office. Mm-hmm. He will be assembling all the information that will go to the ordinance review committee. So,
thank you.
With that, I thank everybody for your participation and interest in this. I know it is of everybody's concern as to where this is going. I've had a request that we have a 3-minute break here.
Thank you.